You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Your Beautiful Life with Jenna Lee.
Jenna Lee.
Live from Facebook.com/group/jennalees.crystal.shop.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Your Beautiful Life
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to Your Beautiful Life with Jenna Lee. I am Jenna Lee. It is so good to be here and to reach out to all of you. I am so excited to be here. So as I have been continuing on with my career and just being a human in general, so many times I have been asked, how do we love ourselves? And it is such a challenging question because from the time we're born pretty much and when we're raised to be an adult, we have been taught how to love other people. And most of the time, it is how to love other people before ourselves. And when that happens, and we're giving all of our love, our time, and our energy to everybody else, we forget about ourselves. And when we forget about ourselves and we are pouring from an empty cup, we often feel drained. Depressed is another one. We can frequently feel sick, even moody, no energy. And when we're going through all of these things as a human, it prevents us from connecting to spirit. It makes it so hard to even have the energy to connect with spirit. And all of this comes from just not loving ourselves. And most people do not even know how to love themselves because, again, we've been taught to love everybody else, put everybody else first before us. So tonight, in between callers, what I'd really like to cover and start to teach you is what I teach my clients of how to love ourselves. It sounds like it should be simple, but seriously, it can be so challenging. One of the things that I find interesting is when I do ask my clients, when I ask them, well, why don't you love yourself? What is it about yourself that you don't like? And sometimes they can come up with some things, and other times they don't know. And it's like, well, what is there not to love, right? So my first tip that I'm going to teach you about how to start loving yourself is affirmations. Obviously, if you've been in the spirit world or the energy world for quite some time, you can do some affirmations. Now, affirmations can be challenging because if you're like, I love myself, and you're looking at yourself in the mirror, but you have that back voice that is like, No, I don't. How can we make that affirmation a true statement so that it becomes something that you actually believe that your mind will retain and so will your body? And the trick that I use when it comes to affirmations, if you have that back voice, it's like, no, you don't. You know you don't believe that, is to ask a question. I wonder how I will feel when I love myself. And your brain kind of goes like, yeah, I do wonder how I'm going to feel when I love myself. Well, we turn it into a statement and or question, right? I wonder how I'm going to feel when I love myself. Well, then the brain accepts that and you still get the affirmation in there of I love myself. So try that tip and trick. I'm going to put this on pause for just a moment because I have a caller from Sacramento named Steven. Steven, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. Thank you for asking.
So what can I do for you?
You know, just lately, every time I've been trying to go a different route in life, it's, you know, every time I think of making a change, it just doesn't seem to feel right. And so I back away. So I'm just trying to go, what can I do to get past this block? You know, and I, you know, been asking my guides and it just doesn't seem to come.
Okay. Stephen, will you please provide me with your full birthday so that I can tune into your energy accurately?
November 30th, 82.
Okay. And when you're talking about changing your life, are you talking more along the career pathway?
Yeah. I mean, that or just finding something I love to do, you know, to help. Because mm-hmm. I've been a stay-at-home dad for so long, and it's just like, I can't do it anymore.
I know. I hear you on that. Stephen, do you like to travel?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, because I see a lot of traveling coming up. Not necessarily that it's going to be a job, but something that's going to give your soul some freedom. When I'm asking what's preventing you from making a change, there's a lot of limited beliefs of number one, not being good enough, and a lot of fear of failure. Are you aware that you carry that within your energy?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So it's not that things could not work out for you, whatever you choose. It's your limited beliefs are getting in the way. And so there just needs to be some clearing done on your part about, your spirit guides are talking to me. So I'm going to pause right there for a minute. Okay. So they're just telling me that they're going to support 100% what you choose to do. It's almost like there's not a path laid out in front of you or a fork in the road per se. It's that you get the opportunity to choose what you want, and it's kind of freaking you out. And then you have those limited beliefs that are clashing. So ultimately it is your decision. And when you choose a choice, they're going to back you up and follow you. But right now you're getting in your own way about making a choice. And they're trying to remind you that there's no such thing as right or wrong, that it's just life experience. Make a choice. They are going to support you. If you don't like that, we're going to change the choice. They're going to support you on that. You really don't have a set path at this current time. The path is for you to create it yourself and to get out of your own way and just see it as a life experience rather than something that's right or wrong. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, actually.
Yeah. So it's kind of exciting because you get the opportunity to create whatever you want and just know that they're going to have your back. When you say that you've been asking them, but they haven't been providing the answer, are you just not feeling connected to them right now? Is that what's happening?
No, I feel connected. It's just, I just don't know. You know, I mean, I want to go down this path, and then it's just, it doesn't take long for me to change my course.
Okay.
So that's been the problem.
Okay. Will you do me a favor and repeat that one more time? The challenge is what?
I just go down the path and just U-turn as quickly as I find. No, I can't do it. I just got to break that habit. It's just what I'm taking away, and I see it, you know, right in front of me.
Yes. So when you get that close and you're getting to that point of making a U-turn, as you called it, what's coming up? Is it like a fear of like, oh, that's freaking me out, or oh, that's a known, or I can't do that, or like fear of pressure or judgment? What is coming up that makes you want to do that?
I can't do that job for some reason. You know, I lack in these areas, but I know I exceed in these areas. And I just feel those lacking areas are going to overcome the other areas.
Okay. So what I would like you to do is when you get to a spot that you maybe are considering an opportunity, really dig a little bit deep of when you're like, you know, oh, I can't do that. That statement or that feeling, I would like you to try a technique that Spirit taught me a few years ago. And that is to pretend that that emotion or that limited belief is a small child. And you yourself just said you've been a single dad. You know how to work with children. You know how to talk to them. And if you've seen a child, one of your children, that felt like they couldn't do something, how would you communicate with them? And hey, buddy, like, what's going on? You know, what's happening? Why do you feel like you can't? And then you would start coaching them and obviously talking them up. But it's the same thing with that limited belief or a pain or an emotion in the body. Talk to it like a small child, see what the issue is, see what it needs in order to believe in itself, and then start providing that. And you'll turn that around very quickly for yourself.
That sounds like that could work. Yes, I'll take that advice. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Is there anything else I can do for you right now, Stephen?
No, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Have a great one. Good. Well, I want to hear back from you when things start going better for you, okay? I mean, they're not going bad, but you also get this beautiful opportunity to create what you want. Yes.
Yeah.
All right, have a great night.
Get unstuck. So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Perfect. Okay, I'm just going to continue on a little bit more just for this last little part, and then we'll jump on to another caller. Yes, thank you. The one next tip that I would like to do about loving yourself is being grateful for your body. I love the idea of being grateful. In order to be grateful, sorry, in order to change your life, you need to be grateful. It only takes 15 minutes of positivity every day to change your life. And grateful is one of the first ways. When we are grateful for things, we send more things our way to be grateful for, more blessings, more miracles, more like maybe rewards. And a lot of people forget to be grateful for their body, especially because our bodies carry us through this life. They let us experience this beautiful life. So I go through the body and I start to remind myself, you know, I'm grateful for my hands. They let me experience life, right? I get to drive, I get to jam out, I get to hug my loved ones, I get to experience life by doing all the things that I need to do and I want to do. I'm grateful for my legs that carry me through the day. I get to walk, I get to hike, I get to drive, I get to do all these amazing things because of my legs. I get to run, not that I like to run by any means, but when I'm playing around, I like to run. I am grateful for my heart that beats without me even thinking about it. I'm grateful for my lungs for breathing without me even thinking about it. I'm grateful for my eyes. And you can see that as we become grateful for our body, this energy rises up. And as we are talking, every cell in our body is listening and we start to feel pumped up and our body's like, yes, yes, yes. And then we start to love who we are. Now, if you are a person who has a hard time with the shape of your body or the way that it is, also, it's important to, let's say, you know, love our bellies. Okay. Because we as humans, we're designed to produce and grow fat as a way to protect ourselves. And if you know that fat is produced to protect yourself and your body was growing that, it was doing what it was designed to do. So thank you, thank you, thank you for this, because it lets me know that my body is doing what it's supposed to do. Maybe I no longer need this and I can dismiss it, but for the time being, thank you for doing your job. Thank you for reminding me that I felt like I needed protection at one time. Maybe I don't need that anymore. I can let it go. But even just being grateful for the body parts that you dislike, because that will help you ultimately just start having more confidence and loving in yourself. I'm going to take another caller. I have Tabitha. I believe I seen it was from Lancaster. So Tabitha, are you there? Yes. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. Tabitha, what can I do for you today?
I just want to see if my daughter's dad will come through.
Oh, your daughter's dad. Okay, Tabitha, do me a favor and please give me your full birthday so I can tune into you accurately.
10/2/83.
Ooh, your birthday's tomorrow?
Yes.
Yes, happy early birthday.
Thank you.
Okay, and what is your daughter's father's name?
Dimitric.
Okay. I mean, I have what I would call a fragmented energy here. This is the way I would describe it. It's like a memory, an energy of a memory, like a memory of a memory. Did he happen to have a lot of anger that he went through in this lifetime?
Yes.
Yeah. Was he more on the thin side, the thinner side?
Well, he started getting thin.
Mm-hmm. And did he have darker hair?
Yeah, he had black hair when he was younger.
Yeah. Okay. And so when I'm asking, okay, so I'm just gonna explain what I'm seeing, because I have two different energies standing in front of me, but this one is the one that's the strongest, so that's why I'm asking these questions. I see a thinner male. That's going to be more like 5'8", 5'9", baggier clothes, dark, full hair, maybe more like an olive skin complexion. Does that seem to fit who you were talking about?
No, I think that's his cousin.
Oh, his cousin.
His cousin was on the lighter side.
Mm-hmm. All right. When you say lighter side, do you mean, are we talking skin tone or are we talking like weight wise or what are we talking about?
like skin tone.
Okay. So you think that that was his cousin?
Like towards the end of Dimitri's life, he started losing his color, where he was going lighter. So maybe it's him. I don't.
Well, I'm going to lean on
the side. Lost him on the 12th. So.
Just last month?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to describe some emotions that I'm getting from this person. Okay. This person to me has been, was dealt with a lot of anger, felt like right now the energy just feels really lost. Really pretty confused. I had been through so many things in life that there was a lot of anger he was harvesting inside. Does that sound accurate to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that I have the energy. Okay. I would tell you about, I'm like 90% sure that this is the person that you're asking about. Now, are you, if I say anything to you that does not fit your faith, please just dismiss it. Okay. I've been doing this since I was 3 years old and this is how I see it. But, to me, some people like himself, when they, transition over, when they pass away, they don't always go straight to crossing over. That does not mean that they are stuck as a ghost by any means, but there's a healing center in between. And a lot of people need to go to this healing center to release emotions, mental illnesses, sicknesses, and things like that. And he's kind of wavering right in between. He's pretty confused looking, but he's going into the healing center to get rid of these emotions. There's a lot of, he's talking to me. He's conveying a lot of like messages of forgiveness, feeling really sad about, you know, how I guess pretty much just passing away the way that he did and feeling like he's left everything with a bunch of, I would say almost like trauma or hurt. But there's a lot of forgiveness that he's conveying. And I'm positive that he also is asking forgiveness from both of you. Or to both of you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He, and I apologize ahead of time. This is not my place to obviously pass any negative news, but right now he just has not transitioned over all yet. Like he's what I would call a ghost right now. And he cannot move on to the next step into the healing center because he's asking for forgiveness. He's saying that he's come around to your place quite frequently. He's been moving things a little bit here and there. But there's a lot of like grief and almost like what I would call from your energy, somewhat of a bitterness that he's not able to get through to you guys and get what he needs from you yet because of all of the pain that is there. And so he's just asking for forgiveness. He really needs to move on to the healing center. But he needs to hear that from you first. Okay, so please, in your own time, whenever you're ready, you and your daughter, you know, take that time and express your feelings to him. You can tell him whatever you want to, but that will definitely help him in the healing center. He is sending a lot of love to your daughter. He feels really disappointed and sad that he's not going to be around in a physical form to see her, but he is saying that he's always going to be there. He's very strong about this. Like, I'm always going to be there. I'm always going to have your back. I'm always going to help you. His energy feels very protective. Very adamant about that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay. So, is there any other questions that I can answer for you while I've got his energy right here?
Ask him, what do I do with the truck? Should I keep it or should I let it go?
He's kind of like, I'm not even worried about that. You do what you want. But the letting it go would provide some financial security, right?
No, his other kids want it, but they want to sell it. And I don't want to sell it.
Okay. So it would be your preference to keep it for yourself?
Yes.
Yeah. So just so you know.
That's my memory of him.
Yeah. Well, that is okay for you to do whatever you choose to do. As soon as people transition over into energy form, into the spirit world, they don't care about earthly possessions. Most people do not. That's going to be up to you. I do see that you can keep it for quite a time, but it looks like you're probably, you might end up selling it for cash for yourself as well. And if you do need to do that, please know that that's okay. They don't care about the physical things like we do, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you okay? I mean, like, that's a hard question to ask you because I know what you're going through.
It's helping me, believe me. Like, since he's passed away, I've been bad. I've been in bad energy. Like, everybody's attacking me. His other kids want to attack me. They want to tell me my daughter ain't his daughter. And I'm like,
yeah.
It's nonstop with them.
In that case, what you need to do is do some protection for yourself. Make sure you're surrounding yourself with like a bubble of light so that all that reflective energy can bounce off of you. Imagine a circle of mirrors around you, but the mirrors are faced outwards, so you cannot see yourself. And that is, again, a tool of protection because any negative energy that is coming towards you, trying to direct harm, heartache, stress, damage, they see themselves in those mirrors and they turn around and leave you instead. You can call on your guides to come in and protect you. You can imagine having a sword and a shield for protection and grounding. There's a lot of tools of protection that we have. Please utilize at least one of those every single day and really do some protection for yourself. And then the next thing is obviously it's only been a few weeks. Unfortunately, we don't just grieve really quickly and get over it. It's going to be something you carry for quite some time. And the one thing I will tell you that's a physical thing you can do in your body is a micronutrient called selenium. Selenium, when you are grieving, selenium will be depleted out of your body. When the selenium is depleted out of your body, it makes the grieving process so much harder and longer. Please go get on that nutrient, selenium. It starts with an S-S-E-L, selenium. And get that into your body, and it will start to help with the grieving process because you're going to have a long journey with this. It's not going to be, you know, something that just goes away in a month or two. It's going to be a long journey. So make sure you supplement so that you can get through this as I want to say as easily as possible, knowing dang well that that's not going to be the journey, but you don't have to suffer as much if you have that in your body. Okay.
And can you tell me if anything happened to him, like, bad, as to why he passed? Does he know that? Because I have a feeling something happened, like something bad happened. Like, I've had this since it happened. Like, that feeling.
I'm not getting any information like that at this current time. And I don't know if that's just because I'm on the air and I'm not supposed to have that information right now. But I'm not getting that information right at this current time. So was he sick or what happened?
They're saying his liver exploded.
Oh, that's probably why he looks yellow, huh?
Yeah, that's why I said he probably...
Yeah, so I'm not getting any information right now besides... some sickness and maybe some stuff that has to do with medication, but I really don't get any like foul play or anything like that. If that's what you were concerned about, I'm not getting any of that information. So to me, it's either going to be some type of like narcotics.
He wasn't taking his medicine and all that. That's how I felt.
Yeah. So dismiss that energy out of your mind because, that's just going to make the grieving process torture you even more. Cause all I'm seeing right now is sickness and something to do with the medication. So yeah. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. I would love to hear back from you in the future to see how things are going. Okay.
Oh yeah. So what is your email? Like your site?
So my Facebook, you can find me on Facebook under Your Beautiful Life with Jenna Lee. And I'm just getting that page up and going, but that is a way that you can contact me.
Okay. I would love to talk to you more. Thank you so much for the comfort.
Well, do your best to have a a good birthday tomorrow, okay? Take yourself out and treat yourself.
I'll try. I'm just used to him being with me. This is the first year that he's not going to be here, so it's like...
He's still here, just in spirit form. Do what I told you and talk to him and let, you know, get it all out so that he can move on to that next step. And as soon as he starts the healing stuff, he'll be able to come back more, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. I think I have a few minutes left. Will you pop my time up again for me really quickly? Okay. So going back into love with yourself, thank you for that. You guys, this producing manager is so awesome. Please send him blessings because he's always keeping me on track, like my little spirit guide. The next thing is I've told you previously that your body listens to every single thing that you say. Every single thing, whether you are talking about somebody, talking about yourself, talking about a situation, your body thinks that you are talking to yourself about yourself. So it's important to compliment yourself. It's important to compliment other people. It is important to acknowledge other people and feel good about them. And as humans, we tend to be like, oh, and kind of maybe judge or get jealous or something similar, but that's the ego talking. Your spiritual side is immediately going to be like, oh, I like that girl's style, or oh man, his hair is amazing. And when you can train your brain to like other people's style, or, you know, their uniqueness or whatever it is, you're learning to talk to your own body, which is such a crazy thing. So even complimenting other people and thinking highly of other people is going to also help like yourself and love yourself. So giving compliments, you know, complimenting yourself. The other thing is receiving compliments. How many of you guys like hear a compliment, like you look good today, and you're like, oh, I didn't even finish my makeup today. Or like, oh, this is just half my hair done today. Or like, oh, thanks. And you deflect the compliment. Learn to take a compliment. Just say, thank you. Thank you. Not thank you, but, oh, thank you, but learn to take a compliment. Thank you. That's another good thing. So the other one last thing I'm going to say, and I talk a lot about this, I'll have to teach this one day, is inner child. Go back in and visualize your little self and give that little self of yours compliments. Give them hugs. Give them the love that they need. Tell them how amazing they are. And just ask them, what is it that you need in order to love yourself? And then listen to the responses you get, because it might surprise you what your inner child needs just to love yourself. And a lot of times it's just that constant hugging and loving and comforting and nurturing. And so these are just a few of the ways that I have taught my clients how to love themselves and how to start liking themselves. Remember, however you feel about yourself is the vibration of the people that you are bringing into your life. And if you want higher vibrational people, more loving people, you've got to learn to love yourself. My name is Jenna Lee. So thank you for tuning in to Your Beautiful Life with Jenna Lee. Again, you can find me on Facebook under Your Beautiful Life with Jenna Lee. I'll be here again next week at 8:30 Mountain Standard Time, 10:30 Eastern Time. I hope to see you then. Have a great week. Bye, guys.